Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Prime Minister Motley assures Barbadians that the country is not in a crisis, but she sees adjustments to the NIS as critical to its survival in the future. Private sector and public sector stakeholders call on government to revisit pension reform. Jamaica records its fourth monkeypox case, and a curfew is declared in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, amid violent anti-government protests. With the details, I am Kashi Brown. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is assuring Barbadians that the country is not in a crisis, but says adjustments to the national insurance scheme are necessary at this stage to ensure its survival. She gave the assurance during a press briefing yesterday, where it was announced that the national insurance scheme is unsustainable. Actuary for the NIS, Derek Osborne, revealed that the fund could be depleted by 2034. Mr. Osborne blamed the decline on low fertility rates and a reduction in the number of people paying in their dues. Ms. Motley stressed that Barbadians must make every effort to avoid the collapse of the NIS fund.
There are a couple of things that I'd like to reinforce at the outset. One, we are not in crisis, but we want to avoid a crisis 15 years from now. That is therefore going to mean that those of us who have the responsibility for taking decisions can do so at the earliest possible opportunity. There are countries in the Caribbean that are 5-6 years away from the moment that we are talking about. We don't want that to happen to us, because if that happens to us, it means, like with everything, and we know it in terms of medical decisions in our own lives, the longer we leave something to fix it, the more we are at risk of it being fatal to us.
The Prime Minister believes now is the time to take action to stem the tide of a declining population and workforce.
We have to look at what will bring a strong Barbados, a strong Barbadian economy. And that means, one, perhaps looking at the fact that we have to stem the tide of a declining workforce and a declining population. Perhaps the worst statistic that I've received in office since being here is the fact that in 2050, one in every two Barbadians, according to ECLAC, will be over the age of 65 years old. That is untenable. It is unsustainable. But we have to do something about it now, because simply having children will not be able to close that gap in the next 22, 25, 27 years. And therefore, those conversations must take place as well now.
That's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Deputy Chairman of the Board of the NIS, Rawdon Adams, is urging Barbadians not to panic, as there's still time to stop the fund's decline. He gives the assurance that no one will lose their benefits.
The fund itself, at $3.9 billion, is nearly five times what the current expenditures on benefits are. It's not a fund that's going to fall over. Nobody is going to lose their benefits overnight because of what we're talking about here. We're not kicking the can down the road. We have time to fix this. We are approaching it methodically, inclusive of everybody that we speak to. We want them to participate in it, and we want it to be very thoughtful.
And there's a call for government to revisit pension reform. Chairperson of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Tricia Tannis, says that 9 years ago, a robust NIS reform plan was created that worked well for a while, but the design of the reform plan must be urgently relooked.
We therefore endorse the fact that the design of the plan must capture our collective and urgent attention, because it is clear that it is extremely vulnerable in its design, and we would not want to have to pass this way again. And therefore we support the fact that we need to do it right. I can't say the first time, but hopefully we can do it right the second time, and create a structure, essentially, that now with the benefit of hindsight, we would appreciate what kind of variables we need to factor in to that design to make it far more resilient.
She says it's with this in mind, they support government's idea to have these discussions about the National Insurance Reform Plan. Plans are underway to ensure food and other resources are available in the region during emergencies such as natural disasters. The Caribbean Regional Logistic Hub and Center of Excellence had its groundbreaking ceremony at the Grantley Adams International Airport, where the facility will be built. Speaking during the ceremony, Prime Minister Mia Motley stressed that Barbados is the best location for the hub to reach multiple countries in the Caribbean and coastal Latin America in a timely manner.
Without security and without access to food and water, you have a national security problem within 24 hours. Barbados is therefore ideally placed to be able to ensure, with the help of the World Food Programme and SEDIMA, that we can provide that geographical location from which you can reach multiple countries, both in the Caribbean island chain and in coastal Latin America, in no time at all.
Meantime, Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams said that regional logistics hub will be beneficial to the region.
The establishment of this facility will therefore be of great benefit to small island developing states like ours, and will not only enhance our emergency response effort, but ensure a more proactive approach to disaster preparedness and response. I wish to state that the government of Barbados is pleased for this opportunity to partner with United Nations World Food Programme and SEDIMA in establishing the Regional Logistics Hub and Centre of Excellence. This partnership will redound not only to the benefit of Barbados, but to the region at large.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Sagicor Life Incorporated has launched its new digital platform, eLife, which will give Barbadians the ability to purchase life insurance online. Speaking in a ceremony at the Sagicor Client Experience Center in Columna Rock yesterday, Executive Vice President and General Manager with Sagicor Life Incorporated, Paul Innes, explained that this initiative is part of the company's goal to remain innovative and progressive in a changing digital landscape.
We are delighted to mark a milestone in the almost 182-year history of Sagicor. With the introduction of a solution to our value clients, giving them the ability to purchase life insurance completely online. For Sagicor, this is an extraordinary accomplishment, and I'm pleased that Sagicor Barbados will be the first market with the launch of a fully online, end-to-end digital solution for purchasing and managing insurance products and services. And we dub this eLife, Easy Life. So we are delighted to be able to bring to the Barbados market additional options through which they can purchase the insurance from Sagicor, and to inform that they can continue to do business with a company that is innovative and leading in the digital age.
Jamaica has recorded its second locally transmitted case of monkeypox and the fourth infection from the viral disease. The Ministry of Health and Wellness says that the patient is currently isolated at home and the parish health department has commenced its contact tracing. The patient has no recent travel history and was not in contact with the three previously announced cases. The Ministry of Health there says it will issue a routine weekly update on the state of monkeypox in the country. And hundreds of protesters took to the streets of Freetown, Sierra Leone, yesterday, protesting inflation and the rising cost of living in the West African country. The protests grew violent at times. Graphic images and video of battered and seriously injured protesters and some members of security forces could be seen on social media. Security forces were also seen firing guns at citizens. Vice President Mohamed Jode Jallo declared a nationwide curfew yesterday from 3 p.m. local time while the president is out of the country. Media there has not been able to verify the number of people injured or killed in the protests. During a televised speech announcing the curfew, Jallo referred to the protesters and the loss of lives without giving any more details. Recapping your headlines. Prime Minister Motley assures Barbadians that the country is not yet in a crisis, but sees adjustments to the NAS as critical to its survival in the future. Calls for the government to revisit pension reform. Jamaica records its fourth monkeypox case, and a curfew is declared in the capital of Sierra Leone amid violent anti-government protests. This has been the latest at 7:30 from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning.